Hello, people of God. Welcome to the Winning Life Audio Devotional. My name is Datsun Obo, and today I want to talk to you on a subject: how to overcome fear and anxiety. How to overcome fear and anxiety. In the times that we live in, so many things have arisen to create fear in the hearts of men. But as a child of God, your story must not be the same as everybody else in the world. So how do you overcome fear? The simple formula for overcoming fear and anxiety is to arm yourself with the Word of God. Arm yourself with the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Things will come to make you afraid, but it's your faith in God that comes by hearing the Word of God over and over from a place where your heart is strengthened. That's how you overcome. I want to show you some scriptures this morning, and I want you to listen to this audio broadcast over and over again and let the scriptures sink in your spirit. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 4. The Word of God declares, "Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance and divine retribution. He will come to save you." I don't know what it is that you are dealing with, but your God will come to save you. He will make a way for you where there seems to be no way. In John chapter 14 verse 27, Jesus said to us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." The Lord said to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." It doesn't matter what is going on around you, but arm yourself with the Word of God. And the Word of God to you today, as you listen to this audio devotional, the Word of God to you today is: be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. It does not matter. Hear me clearly. It does not matter what is going on around you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. Jesus tells us, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own." Sometimes we worry about things. We worry about our business. We worry about our kids. We worry about, when will I get married? How will I get married? How will I pay the fees? How will I sort out this problem or that problem? But Jesus says, "Do not worry. For which of you, by worrying, can add a single inch to their height?" Isaiah 43 verse 1. "But now, this is what the Lord says, who created you, Jacob," you can put your name there, "who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine." Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it so wonderful that we belong to Jesus? We belong to Jesus. Oh, shada handi aradabakusi tiriri aragadabadosa. Psalm 23 and verse 4 declares, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." I don't know what you are dealing with this morning, but declare the scripture, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will not fear no evil. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 34 and verse number 4. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is that you are confronted with, but the Lord delivers you from everything in the name of Jesus. Psalm 94 and verse number 19. It says, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 from verse 38 to 39. It says, for I am convinced, Paul declaring here. It says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor future, nor any powers, neither height nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Have this understanding that nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God. Psalm 27 from verse number 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Maybe you're wondering why I'm going through many scriptures. Remember what I said, that the way to arm yourself against fear and anxiety is to arm yourself with the word, to fill yourself with the word of God. Hey, but the Bible says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. When the word of God begins to be to prevail in your life, when the word of God prevails in your life, it is because it is dwelling in you richly. Then it will prevail. Then things will begin to happen. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 6 to 7 says, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Verse 7 says, cast your anxiety. Other translation says, cast your cares on him, because he cares for you. I don't know what it is that you are dealing with this morning. Understand that God cares for you. Therefore, it is time to cast your cares unto the Lord. Psalm 118 verse 6. Psalm 118 verse 6. The psalmist declares, says, the Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Hallelujah. Who is that person who has declared that you will never amount to anything? The Lord will bring them to shame in the name of Jesus. Psalm 115 verse 11. It says, you who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their helper and their shield. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 103 verse 17, it says, but from everlasting to everlasting the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. Psalm 112 verse 1, praise the Lord, blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Deuteronomy 31 verse number 6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 56 verse 3 to 4. David declares, it says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God whose word I praise. In God I trust and I'm not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord declares concerning us in Isaiah 41 and verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I would uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41 verse 13. It says, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. The Lord is your helper. The Lord God Almighty is your helper. Isaiah 54 and verse number 4 says, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. I pray and I declare over you that every enemy over your life, every enemy over your destiny, hey, in the name of Jesus, is consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost, their enterprise comes to nothing. In the name of Jesus, they will come against you in one way and flee in seven different directions. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord upholds you. In the name of Jesus, no weapon fashioned against you prospers. Every tongue that has risen against you in judgment, I stand to condemn. As a servant of God, I stand to condemn in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that even in this season, when men are afraid, fear has no hold over your mind. In the name of Jesus, the Bible decrees and declares that he who the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. You are free from sickness, poverty, and death. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your path shine brighter and brighter, even unto the perfect day. It is well with you. It is well with your family. Sickness will not come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is well with you. The Lord makes a way for you where there seems to be no way. He blesses the work of your hands, just as he blesses your bread and your water. In the name of Jesus, it is said concerning you that the Lord has done great things for you. People will rejoice with you in Jesus' wonderful name. It is well with you, child of God. Refuse to be afraid. Refuse to fear. The Lord is the strength of your life. In the name of Jesus, stay strong. Stay strong. You've been listening to the Winning Life audio devotional. Please share this broadcast. Let us know if this audio devotional is helping you. Send us a message and let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. Listen to this over and over again. God bless you. This has been your brother, that's in Omar. May the Lord bless you and cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.